Section 3. You will hear a lecturer and two students talking about a project on lifestyles. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Well, I'd first like to congratulate everyone on going out and completing your interviews for our survey last week. I know it must have been difficult practicing your English in the real world, and interviewing native speakers of English who you've never met before must have been a real challenge. I hope you enjoyed the exercise and found some interesting information on lifestyles here in this country. I'd now like the leaders for each of the groups to give me some feedback. First, let's hear from you, John.
Well, as English is not our first language, I expected it would be quite difficult talking to people we had never met before. I was quite nervous about having to go out and interview strangers, but once we started, I enjoyed it and we met some very friendly and interesting people.
And how about your group, Connie? What did you find to be most challenging about the exercise?
Well, I think it was when we eventually went over to people to ask if they would take part in the survey. It was fine once we had started the conversation, but approaching people was quite nerve-wracking as we could never be sure that they would be friendly and happy to help, or whether they would be rude to us.
And so were many people rude to you?
No, they weren't. Some people would not answer questions because they were on their lunch break from work and were in a hurry. Everybody else was happy to help. And even the people who didn't complete the survey because they didn't have time were still friendly and polite. We found it particularly useful as we recorded the interview on audio tape so we could listen again when we had finished. We realized afterwards that we had misunderstood quite a few things people were saying at that time. It was interesting to find out about the different culture.
So, John, how did your group decide who you were going to interview?
Well, our questions were asking about how frequently people took exercise and what sorts of hobbies and interests they pursued in their spare time. We decided that we should try to interview a variation of different age groups and an equal number of men and women.
And how did you split them by age group?
Two members of the team were told to interview teenagers, people who looked like they were 18 or under. Then two people focused on people who looked to be between 18 and 35. Two more were stopping people who seemed to be between the 35 to 50 age group. And then I interviewed people who looked to be over 50.
And what was the topic of your survey, Connie?
We asked our interviewee about attitude to healthy eating, you know, whether they ate junk food such as burgers and fries or more wholesome food. We also asked them about how often they drank things like coffee and alcohol.
And how many interviews did your group complete, John?
We interviewed 18 people in total, and had an additional 4 who would not stop to answer questions. Our original target was 20, so we did pretty well, I think.
So, Connie, how many people did your group talk to?
We managed to complete all 20 interviews, and 3 people were too busy to stop and help us.
Well, I think that's very good. Well done to both groups.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
So, John, what did your group find out about exercise habits and hobbies?
Well, we found that the males who were under 35 were more likely to be a member of a sports team such as cricket, soccer or rugby than either the older age groups or women. Women were more involved in individual exercise such as yoga, aerobics or going to the gym rather than being members of an actual team. Sailing was the most popular sport for the over 35s, followed by hiking and then golf.
Okay, so that covers sports. What about other ways of relaxing and enjoying leisure time?
As you'd expect, the under-18s were the more frequent users of the internet, but the most popular pastime in that category was socializing with friends. There were a wide variety of hobbies and interests mentioned in the other age groups, including reading, attending sports games as a spectator, playing chess and craftwork.
That's interesting. And Connie, what did your group discover about eating and drinking habits?
It seemed that the older groups, those over 35, were more concerned about healthy eating. They ate junk food less often than the 18s to 35s on average, once every 2 weeks as opposed to once or twice a week. All age categories said that they believed they ate enough fruit. Interestingly, more 18 to 35s than people in older categories said that they thought they didn't eat enough vegetable.
And what about drinking habits?
Drinking coffee was popular for all age categories and there was a trend towards preferring real coffee as opposed to instant varieties. The 18 to 35 said that they would regularly buy coffee to take away from well-known outlets. Most people said that they drank only safe amount of alcohol and the most popular alcohol drinks were wine and beer.
That's great. Once again, well done. We'll have our next class in the computer lab and we'll look at ways of analysing information from market research surveys.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.